from the campus of New Hope Christian College. Welcome to Words of New Hope.
How do we do that? Because all I see is things from my perspective, and there seems to be no way through. It's just an impasse. It's a dead end. How do I see things God's perspective? Here it is. Would you write in number 3? Pray, not with worry. Pray, not with fear, but pray with thanksgiving. Pray with thanksgiving.
Aloha and welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero, pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship. Today, the conclusion of a message on worry. Yesterday, Pastor Wayne set the groundwork by showing us how worry and faith are like oil and water. They simply do not mix. Well, today you're going to get some practical advice on how to rid yourself of that cloud of worry and fear that you've been living under. Here is Pastor Wayne with a message from his Home Remedy series entitled Ulcers, Winning Over Worry.
And so God says, receive a promise from God. Make sure that you get a hold of it. The scripture says this, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving to God. Let your request be made known, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. How many of you would say, when I hit problems, I need, boy, God, would you guard my heart and my mind? How many of you would say, I need God to do that sometimes? Yeah. See, that's a promise. And we need to memorize that Philippians 4:7-8. Right in there. Memorize. That's a wonderful scripture. But is God worthy to be trusted? I am confident and persuaded that he is able to keep with that which I've committed unto him against that day. Even now, I say promises when I enter airplanes, because I still don't understand how the tonnage of metal gets off the ground so gracefully. So whenever I go into the plane, I always lay hands on the side of the door and I still pray a little prayer. And I claim Jeremiah 29:11. I say, I know the plans that I have for you, Wayne, saith the Lord. Plans not for your crashing, but for your welfare. In order that you might have a future and you might have a hope. I said, all right, God, so I do have a future here, right? Yes, okay, I claim that promise. Amen. And I go and sit down. And I'm fine. I say, Lord, I receive that. I'm ready to go. And I refuse to worry. With that promise, we take off. I remember once this plane I was on, I was sitting next to this lady and we were eating. And I was so starving that day and I just wolfed down my food. Just then, the plane hit some pockets of air and it dropped about 50 feet and whammo, and food went all over the place. Luckily, I'd eaten mine all up already, so I was fine. But bang, and she said, oh, she said, this scares me so much. I don't think we're gonna make it. I said, we probably won't, so could I have your cookies? You gotta have a promise to hang on to. Did you know that in America, the second killer of those 25 years old and younger is suicide? You know why? Worry is something that takes place. Worry comes from, would you write in your little blank there, no options. When we don't have any options. I don't have any options. Death is the only other option. We kill ourselves. Worry says there's no options, there's no way out, there's no way around it. It's irretrievably broken. You just can't fix it anymore. Incorrigible. That person can never be rehabilitated. It's just cut out options. And what the devil loves to do is steal all your options so there's no options left. But I want you to know that if Jesus Christ is on the throne, you will always have options. Remember that. It's never done till Jesus says it's done. It's never over till God says it's over. And the most important thing about you is what God says about you. For the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. What is God saying about you? Not what others are saying about you. What is God saying about your future? Not what you see. Because often what happens is, worry is my perspective, which just seems like a dead end. Prayer gives me God's perspective. Worry says there's no options. God says, if you'll come before me in prayer, I'll show you how many options there are. And I'll give you wisdom. And I'll give you a way through what seems to be only a dead end. You see, we overcome worry when we focus on what God is focusing on. Would you write that in your next blank? We overcome worry when we start to see things from God's perspective. So we overcome worry when we focus on what God is focusing on. Worry is overcome when we focus on what God is focusing on. Because so often we see the problem and God is seeing the way through. All we see is the impasse. God is showing us the tunnel. And we've got to focus on what God is focusing on. Let's read Matthew 6:33. Ready? Go. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So the Bible is saying, seek what God is seeking, and seek first the kingdom of God and his what? Righteousness, which means what's his rightness? What's the right way? What's righteous about this relationship? Because often the reason we have an impasse and a problem that we worry about is because we are violating God's principles and we're living incorrectly and we still want God to bless and remove all the problems. And God's saying, you're dreaming. If you really want me to work on your behalf, then you must seek the kingdom of God and what's right. And then I'll add everything that you need to your life. So often in the midst of these impasses, we say, Lord, what's the best? How are you seeing this, Lord? What should I do? Because if I worry, I'm blinded to God's perspective. But I'm saying, Lord, I've got to do it your way. Listen carefully. If you're doing it God's way and you're doing it the way he would bless, then I tell you, you watch your worries just shrink. You watch your worries go down to nothing. Because if you're doing it God's way, then he takes care of the worrying. You just do it his way. Well, what if things don't always work out right, even though you're doing it God's way? Here's a scripture that we didn't read just above it. It says this. But we know that all things will work together for good to those that love God and are the called according to his what? Purposes. Do it his way. And when you do that, even that which seems to be messed up will be brought to bear in a good way. And what we need to do is see things from God's perspective. Well, how do we do that? Because all I see is things from my perspective, and there seems to be no way through. It's just an impasse. It's a dead end. How do I see things God's perspective? Here it is. Would you write in number 3? Pray, not with worry. Pray, not with fear, but pray with thanksgiving. Pray with thanksgiving. If you will add that ingredient into the recipe of working through problems, it'll change your perspective and it'll help you to see things like as if it were a helicopter bringing you up so that you can see the lay of the land, so that when you go back in to the forest, even though you can't see your way through, you know the way through. Even though you can't see the pathway, you know where the pathway is. Even though you can't see the way out, you know the way out. Because God has given you that perspective. And that's when we pray with thanksgiving. You see, often we don't. We pray with fear. God, I don't know what you're going to do with my wife. Oh, she's so bad. She spent all my money at Rosé. And Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. And we just pray with fear. And God is saying, no, pray with thanksgiving. Lord, I'm so thankful that you're still on the throne, that you're the problem solver. I'm thankful that you're patient with us. I'm thankful that there's a way through. Lord, I want to say thanks for what I do have. I do have a wife and a family. I do have a house. I do have your spirit living in me, and you've brought salvation to my life. And Lord, at the end, you're going to be on the throne. And then I'm going to live a lot longer on the other side of the line than on this side. So I know in the end I win. Lord, thank you for your grace on my life and that you'll give me the courage and the wisdom and the insight to work through this problem. Because I know there's a way through, Lord. I know there's a way through. For you said in 1 John that greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. God, you said that we'll have a way through. So Lord, I'm going to believe you for it. For Isaiah, you said, you will walk with me through the fire and the fire won't burn me. When I go through the rivers, the water will not overflow. You said in Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you, be courageous and fear not, for the Lord thy God is with thee wherever thou goest. I believe that, Lord, and I thank you for that. You see, what happens is when you pray with thanksgiving, it guards your heart. It guards your mind. And then you begin to see the way through and God starts to give you the answers. But you must pray with thanksgiving. You know why? Because it's a choice that you're going to have to make. And here's the whole message. Worry is a choice. Trusting God is a choice. Doing things your way or God's way is a choice. Which way you're going to choose? Many of us have to unlearn the old way of worrying instead of obeying. And we need to make a choice. Are we going to be a people of thanksgiving or a people of fear? I've got to make that choice every single day. Let me read to you a story in closing, a story that I think will illustrate this. It's about a guy named Michael, and it goes like this. Michael is the kind of guy that you really love. He's always in a good mood and always has something positive to say. When someone would ask him, "How you doing, Mike?" he would always reply, "If I were doing any better, I'd have to be twins." If an employee was having a bad day, Michael was right there telling the employee how to look on the positive side of the situation. Seeing this style really made me curious. So one day, I went up to Michael and I asked him, "I don't get it. You can't be that positive all the time. How do you do it?" Michael replied, "Each morning when I wake up, I say to myself, 'Michael, you have two choices today. You can choose to be in a good mood or you can choose to be in a bad mood. And I choose to be in a good mood.' Each time something bad happens, I say to myself, 'I can choose to be a victim to this situation and cave in, or I can learn from it and be better.' I choose to learn from it and be better. Every time someone comes complaining, I can choose to accept their complaining and be deflated, or I can choose to be positive and grow. I choose to be positive and grow." I protested, "Yeah, that's right, but it might not be that easy." Mike replied, "Life is all about choices. When you cut away all of the junk, every situation is going to be a choice. You choose how you react to situations. You choose to be thankful, or you choose to be worried. You choose to gain God's insight, or you choose to be blinded with anger. You will choose the life that you will live." Over the next months, I reflected on what Michael had said. Soon thereafter, we lost touch, but I often thought about him. Several years later, I heard that Michael was involved in a serious accident. He had fallen some 60 feet from a communication tower. And after 18 hours of surgery and months of intensive care, Michael was released from the hospital with rods in his back. I saw Michael a few years later after the accident, and I asked him, "How are you?" Michael replied, "If I were any better, I'd have to be twins. You want to see my scars?" I declined, but I did ask him what he had to go through. "What went through your mind," I said, "Michael, when that accident took place?" He replied, "The first thing that went through my mind as I lay there on the ground," he said, "I remember I had two choices. I could choose to live or I could choose to die. I chose to live." I said, "Weren't you scared?" Michael continued, "The paramedics were great. They kept telling me that I was going to be fine. But when they wheeled me into the ER, the emergency room, I saw the expressions on the faces of the doctors. And when that happened, I got really scared. You see, in their eyes, I read, 'This one's a dead man.' And when I saw that in their eyes, I knew I needed to take action. So I asked, 'Well, what did you do?' 'Well,' he said, 'you know those nurses, they're shouting out questions to you. Even though you're in pain, they ask you all these questions.' I said, 'Yeah, I know.' Well, he said, the nurse asked me, are you allergic to anything? Yes, I replied in my pain, I am. Just then the doctors and nurses stopped working on me. They said, you are? What are you allergic to? Gravity, I said. And over their laughter, I told them, listen, I am choosing to live. So operate on me as if operating on a man who's alive, not on a man who is dead. And Michael lived, thanks to the skill of his doctor, but also because of his choice he made to live. Such an amazing attitude. And I learned from him that very day that we have to make choices. And the choice held before us is that which is extended every single day. Choose to live. Choose to live. What choice will you make? The Bible says it this way. Be anxious for nothing. Make that choice. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. No, he won't take away the problem, but he'll guard your heart and mind so that you will be able to deal with the problem with insight, wisdom, and courage. And one day when you turn around and you look back, you'll see the great miracles of God in your life because you allowed him to, because you made the choice to live. Amen.
Why should I feel discouraged? And why should the shadows come? And why should my heart feel lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, a constant friend is he. And I know he watches over me. His eye is on the sparrow. And I know he watches. Because I'm free.
and I know He watches me.
He watches me.
His eye is on.
Would you bow your heads with me as we conclude? If you're here today and you say, you know, Wayne, that's my story. I just learned, I guess, to worry. And boy, I learned it really good because I worry all the time. That's just my first tendency. Sometimes I cover it over better than other times. But every time something bad happens, my stomach keeps count. And I burn myself alive on the inside. And I need to learn, because that's a signal that something needs to change. I need to unlearn the worrisome kind of tendencies. I need to memorize some of the promises, 7,000 of them in the Bible. I need to memorize at least a few so that there's something that I can hold on to that will destroy that tendency to worry and release me to trust. Because they trusted in the Lord and He delivered them. In order for me to be delivered, I need to trust. I've got to learn to trust. Because worry is a choice and so is trust. I want to learn to trust. Would you pray for me? I'm going to learn something new. And if that's you, would you just raise a hand and let the Lord know that, yeah, Lord, that's my story. Lord, would you begin your change on me to make me more like you? Yeah, yeah. Would you reach out and take a hold of the person's hand next to you, and we're going to pray, and then we're going to sing our final song together. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much that you are so trustworthy. You are faithful. And as you said, not one of the good promises that you've made to Israel failed. All came to pass. So that tells me that your ways are trustworthy. But God, I know that it doesn't mean that we won't have problems. We have them all the time. But we don't do well at working them through. We don't do well sometimes at solving them with a heart that overcomes the worry. We just barely eke our way through, and often we come out less than rather than more than. But Lord, we know that you will always give us the strength to come through better and not bitter. That you'll give us the ability to, that if we will learn from you, your ways, and make the corrections necessary, that problems can actually help us to grow rather than steal growth from us. And the whole issue, the factor, that determining factor is our choice whether to worry about it or to trust you and to put our prayers before you with thanksgiving and begin to receive from you instruction as to how to work it through. With reasonable wisdom, appropriateness, courage, insight, godly wisdom. So many character qualities can be birthed, developed, if we will turn to you in prayer rather than turn to the dead end in worry. So would you seal this to our heart, Lord? Would you give us promises out of your word that when we come across one, that we'll highlight it and memorize it? So that we can keep it before us, so that we can hold on to the promises of God, which are so trustworthy. And what you say will be most important in our lives from now on, not what we see or what others say, not fears of the future, but what you're saying, Lord. We're going to hold on to that, for the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Make us wise. Thank you for that. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
You have just heard the conclusion of a message entitled Ulcers, Winning Over Worry by Pastor Wayne Cordero. Thank you for listening. Words of New Hope is sponsored by New Hope Christian Fellowship Oahu. Thank you for listening, and until next time, for Pastor Wayne Cordero, this is Del Gibbs wishing you God's very best, and aloha.
What if there were a place where you could discover, develop, and fulfill your dreams? A place where passion and creativity thrive in a community pursuing something greater than themselves. That place is New Hope Christian College.
New Hope Christian College is a place where everyone knows everyone. Your teachers really do care about you, they want you to succeed, and they're willing to partner with you to do whatever it takes to make that happen.
The education that I've received at New Hope has really equipped me to graduate market ready.
No matter where you come from, New Hope Christian College is a place where you can come to find community.
There's a place for you at New Hope Christian College. For more information, go online to newhope.edu or call 1-800-322-2638. New Hope Christian College, a place where dreams are released.